giver, you're the apple of my eye. Oh Lord, you are the Lord, Lord, you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. For you alone are my heart's desire and my love to worship you. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just love to worship you, Lord. Lord, we are looking to you tonight, Lord, because you are the joy giver. You, Lord, are the life bringer, Lord. You are eternal life. You are the Prince of Peace. You are our healer, Lord. You are our all in all this evening, Lord. We just open ourselves up to you, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Do something more than Stephen. Do something more than we can conceptualize, Lord. Open our eyes, open our ears, Lord, and open our hearts, Lord, and quicken your word, Lord, that it be made alive in our lives today, tomorrow, Lord, and forever. Oh God, the living word manifested, showing forth through each one of us, Lord, is our desire, Lord, to be your glory, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We love you and praise you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, Nate, do you mind if we sing a song without practicing? That song, Speak the Word, I have the keys and the words. I'll be at the piano. It starts out in the key of D, and then after the chorus, we go to G, if that works. Okay, good. If you need to look over my shoulder, unless you have it. Okay. Speak the word, speak the word, speak the word. The eternal, infallible word. Speak the truth to me. Let it set me free. Speak the word, speak the word, speak the word. The eternal, divine, holy word. Let it calm my soul. Shape and make me whole. Speak the word. I will hide it in my heart. Cherish every part. Let it heal, renew. Cleanse me through. I will make it my delight, living by its light. My faith I know will rise in these words so rich and wise. Speak the word. Speak the word, speak the word, speak the word. Eternal, infallible word, let its power rise to dispel all lies. Speak the word, speak the word, speak the word. The eternal, divine, holy word, let it light my path as its promise. Let it heal.
will make it my delight, living by its light. My faith I know will rise with these words so rich and wise. Speak the word.
Musicians. Thank you, Nate, so much. Good evening. God bless you. Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Are we expecting wonderful things? Praise God. Just want to send greetings for my family, and then also just to give a report of seeing Uncle Paul, and he is definitely, you know, getting close to heaven. I think he is ready to go. So his heart is ready, and he's in, even though he's in and out of sleeping and being awake, he's really just has good spirits and really good. They have him on pain meds, but he is just really just wanting to go. I think. And so just asking for the Lord's just to have his way and to be able to just take him home, unless the Lord has something else. If the Lord wants to have him here, if his purpose is not done, we're just believing for whatever the Lord has. Amen? Praise God. I just want to just thank the Lord for what the Lord's been showing us in service lately. It's just been such a wonderful thing. I just thank you, Brother Derek, for preaching on the pattern for us to see that, and it's part of seeing by eyes of faith. And it's so simple. What I love is that it's God in simplicity for us. He does the signature move over and over again, right? And then he shows us again. Oh, there it is. It is the Lord. So for us to be in expectation in our lives, it's just, he's just going to work in simplicity, and it's just going to be, we can apply that same pattern to our lives. It's just so wonderful. And Jesse, last Wednesday night, to hear his voice and to be still. You know, I was watching someone talk about the algorithm of one of the most famous YouTubers, Mr. Beast. And he said that someone leaked his internal plan because he has a 500 million subscribers. And I'm sure some of the young people might know who he is. And one of the things in there is cut out all silence. We want zero silence because we want to keep engagement higher and higher and higher, faster, more, this, no silence. And yet how the Lord's content is only heard in silence. It's the exact opposite. The antithesis is that God speaks when we're quiet, and God can tune us up, and God can change us when we're done saying, well, I don't think this, and I don't think that, and God just wants us to stop thinking and start taking his mind. Amen. So just encouragement to see the Lord working. Just wanted to speak this evening just a message of just to encourage our hearts. I had a whole bunch of different things that were on my heart, and just wanted to take a thought out of Hebrews, if we could just all stand. Chapter 7. And we're going to go down to verse 19. Hebrews 7, verse 19. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. Amen. May the Lord have his blessings. You may be seated. And something that just struck me, saints of God, is just the simpleness of we have a better hope. We are in this world, but we have a better hope. What a wonderful thing to know with all that's going on around us, that we are being tricked every day to place our hope in one thing or the other, whether it's in something man-made, something Satan-made, something God-made, something that's up, something that's this surface-level world, or something that's down. It's a place our expectations are, because we know that word means earnest expectations, and that it's that earnestness, it's that excitement, it's by the Spirit. It has to be by the Holy Ghost, because we can see in hope, in a weak hope, when we don't have when we have it right up here, but when we have Him inside of us, He's now, we're experiencing His earnest expectation inside of us, right? The Word of God. He, the one that wrote Isaiah 29:11, I know the thoughts I think of Charity, know the thoughts that I think of Derek, of Sam, of Abby. I know the thoughts that I think of you, says the Lord. And that same Spirit is quickening us from the inside to give us an expected end, to give us that hope of good. The word in Hebrew, elpis, can have a negative or a positive connotation. So it can mean an expectation of evil, which is fear. So we can have, it's like a light switch, Sister Lenore. We can have it up, which is an expectation of good, which is that earnest expectation, that hope. It's an expectation of good. And Satan wants to go over there and switch that light switch to, oh, what about this? What about that? Is that fear? Oh, and you think about this, even in my life, I've taken even something that's preached over the pulpit and created fear. Let's just say we take a sermon on, for the sufferings of this present time are not to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. And then all of a sudden go, oh no, Noah, we're going to suffer. Oh no. The sufferings of this present time. And then we hear about the trials of our faith are more precious than gold, Eliana. And you're like, oh no, the trials of our faith. Oh man. How many levels of faith are there? Because if it's like this, and I see, I'm recognizing the pattern, Derek. I see I'm only 43. And I see the things that people that are 20 or 30 years older than me going through, and there are higher levels of suffering and higher levels of more precious than gold trials. So then I think I could go into an expectation of fear because in a sense of evil. And yet I'm only looking on the carnal dread of, oh no, I've got to suffer in order to attain. I've got to suffer in order to win. And that's actually what the scripture says when it says, in the last days, men's hearts will grow cold. The love of many will grow cold. But then also it says, will grow dim. And that word dim, we know, is languid, if you look it up. And languid is what? It's a disinclination to have any movement spiritually or naturally of just, oh, I just don't, or to make effort. It's this, we're living in an age of actively pursuing comfort, actively pursuing, avoiding suffering. And we know this, we've heard this many times, but to think that we could let that narrative now supersede our expectation of godly good and that earnest expectation to say, this is going to be awesome. This is going to be amazing. Good. Good. I'm going to suffer. Praise God. This hurts so good. And even saying it, we all smile, right? Because we're thinking, okay, Stephen, you're just telling yourself to tell yourself that. But what we're doing is there's that dilemma of, I gave up so much for Jesus. For Jesus. This is about Jesus. It's not about we gave up. It's We attained Jesus. We received the Savior of the world, our bridegroom, our lover, our Lord. And it's, but Satan, again, he wants to flip that switch, right? And to change it into this downward spiral. I just kept hearing just in the Spirit of the Lord, just in my spirit strongly, as is like, Lord, help us to pay attention when Satan tries to get us to spiral downward. Is that he's trying to get us in this downward spiral. I'm pressing on the downward way. I'm being negative every day. But to be able to say, spread your wings on the winds of faith. We can fly to a higher place, saints of God. And it's this upward spiraling on the thermals of faith and the thermals of the word. And being in that atmosphere, me and Brother Derek were just having a wonderful time talking about that, how that us for us to know that and be waiting for the move of God. And to you look at Brother Branham and how that here he is visiting people that are sick and dying. And he's looking for the Lord, the pattern. And he's looking and his expectation is strong. And remember, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The spirit is ready and eager, ready with eagerness. We know that that's the opposite of languid. We need the Holy Spirit because these bodies on Wednesday nights are languid, right? And so for us to be able to say, okay, God, please quicken these mortal bodies to help us to be in that earnest expectation. Something is fixing to happen, saints of God. Our expectation and our eagerness and our readiness to be ready is like on the sermon, spiritual amnesia. How many remember that sermon at all? Spiritual amnesia. And he's all the time saying, wake up, remember, you've forgotten. Is why is another part of downward spiraling is we forget. We forget because we live in these bodies that have to be put in the word. Had a wonderful youth group on Sunday, and just so many wonderful things. The topic was on how to read your Bible and how to get in the Word of God and how to let it become a part of you. And they even did studies and they said, if you read your Bible four times a week, it takes at least four times a week to read your Bible before now it can have a continual effect. And they said that your spiritual growth goes up by over 200%. Your wanting to witness goes up by over 200%. Your want and desire to be tempted goes down by 60%, just reading four times a week. They measured all these things and they did these studies. And we could say, oh, well, you know, Stephen, all you need is the Holy Ghost. And yes, read your Bible every day and everything. But to think that even with just people maybe not having the understanding of this message, just getting people to read their Bible, all of a sudden now addictions went down. Depression went down. All these things that were making them go down were downward, downward. Now they were going up into a higher place because they were in the Word of God. And so again, for us to have that voice behind us saying, this is the way to go. How many times did it start in our Bibles? For us to fly, for us to get into that Word of God and to get into prayer and praying in the Spirit, Jude 1:20. Building up yourself. Satan is trying to tear down us, saints of God. We know that. And what about this? What about that? What about this? What about on the other hand? And it's amazing how our minds in this day and age can fall so prey so fast. Like Brother Dwayne said, it was so good. Brother Dwayne Fair, we said Satan can start out with, oh, Derek hasn't called you in a long time. That's true. He hasn't called me in a long time. You know, and you know, the scripture says, not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and he's not showing you friendly, is he? Well, I suppose, he is friendly, but he hasn't called me. Well, And all of a sudden, and he says what he'll do is he'll take, first he takes away a lot of times our peace. Satan does that. And again, the downward spiral. And then he goes for our joy and he starts taking away our joy. And then he says, now if Brother Derek keeps doing that, that just shows he's not bride, because behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And he's not doing any dwelling together. So, well, we'll just pray for him. And all of a sudden now we don't have any faith. And see how he did that? He took away our peace, our joy, and our faith. And then he'll work on our love for someone. And then he'll put us in that seat of the scornful, or the seat of self-righteousness, and say, you know what you need to do is, now that you don't have anything of the Spirit, now go talk to him and try to correct him. And then see how, and then we'll have that fear and the expectation of fear again, that of hope for our brothers and our sisters. I'll go to him and be like, it's just all evil unless I interject myself in his life. You know, he's just going to go the wrong way. And oh my goodness, you know, I'm afraid for you, Derek. I'm really afraid. I'm concerned. And now love isn't projecting, fear is projecting. So now imagine that just happening just in us, and now it comes over us and it spreads on others. Instead of, like, we know that we believe all things and I have faith for each other, and that we stay focused on the positive. Praise God. That description of hope is joyful and confident expectation of eternal salvation. Joyful and confident expectation of eternal salvation. So that's the overarching joy. But then we talked about the expectation of good. And we see this in Peter when he got out of the boat. And he saw Jesus, and he was just in such expectation. Whenever Peter is in a boat and he sees Jesus, he just wants to be with him. We know that he didn't even get his clothes on in time. And he just, after the resurrection, and it is the Lord, jumped out of the water to get to Jesus. And here he was before. Just called me. I want to be with you. He had such an expectation. And we know the story. Here he gets out on the water, and all of a sudden, he gets conscious, the light switch flips from the expectation of good. I'm on my way to my Savior. And all of a sudden, he changes what he's looking at. And all of a sudden, what am I doing? What am I doing? And how so many times we get in that self-critique of self-awareness. We're self-aware rather than just God-aware. And who am I to be? I can't walk on water. Down he goes. And yet, Lord, pick me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land. And got him up on the water again, and he walked back to the boat on that water. And so we see again, Lord, help us to not let that flip get switched. Fretting. I've mentioned this many times before. I love how David said, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Fret not thyself because of the wicked, because of them making, bringing wicked devices to pass. That's what the news is doing to us, saints of God, is it's a drill bit to wear us. And the word fret means a continual, uninterrupted wearing down, repeated always in the same way, uninterrupted. It's this thing that's relentlessly trying to wear us down in our spirit constantly. There's something little. Because all Satan has is time. That's all he has. He has the power of death that God has allowed him, and he's got that time to try to whittle away at us and tear us down and push us down a little bit at a time, and to come in subtly and to get us in stages. So we see this in the Old Testament. Saul waiting on the prophet. If only Samuel wasn't late. If only Samuel would have gone maybe 20 minutes earlier. Because it says as soon as Saul made the sacrifice, all of a sudden, there was Samuel. What are you doing? Well, you weren't here. And I was afraid everyone was going to leave. And we're not going to go back in the scripture because Derek just preached on this. Is that here he is, and he had that hope. Okay, we're going to wait. We're going to wait. Good, this is good. Prophet's coming. Everything's in order. Okay, we got the trumpets. Yep, we got trumpets. We got everything. We got the musicians. Everybody's ready. Okay, great. Okay, we've all eaten. We've all had everything. All the kids are fine, everything. And then all of a sudden, we wait. We wait. We wait. We wait. We wait. And then we got to the point where, well, and Saul, it's already 8:30. He should have been here 2 hours ago. I know. Let's just keep waiting. Let's just keep waiting. I know him. Sometimes he's late. It's okay. Another hour. Okay. And what is that? How tricky is that and deceptive is that? Is we're looking at our options. We're looking at the time rather than saying, forget the time. We're not doing anything until he gets here. He is the one to do it. And you can tell how slippery a slope. And we would, if it wasn't for God, we would have done the same exact thing. Is okay, let's figure out contingencies. Okay, if he doesn't get here, I can see all the moms and the dads are stressed out because all the kids are tired and hungry. Everybody's already gone through all their snacks. All the babies have had their naps and now they're full of energy. We got to do something. Okay, let's sing another song. How many things did they go through? And then maybe even saying things without even realizing, what am I thinking? I just promised that he'd probably be here in the next 20 minutes. And then pretty soon, again, the fear came in of people are getting upset with me. I got to do something. I can look at people talking now. Oh, Saul, he's just doesn't have it together. He's just, he should have planned better. He should have done it. And all of a sudden, oh my goodness. Well, we should do something. You know, it's the main thing is just keep the main thing, the main thing. That's the sacrifice. Just have the sacrifice. We'll just get it done. I'll take care of it. I'll step in. I'm the leader. I'll do it. And yet that's what God allowed and Satan worked on so that he wouldn't actually do what he was supposed to do, is to just wait. Why is the hardest thing to do nothing and trust the Lord? But for us to be able to do that and to realize that we're having sometimes some Saul experiences, just to wait and not create contingencies. Oh, Lord, help us. And be anxious for nothing, but with everything in prayer and supplication, making our requests known unto God. Sometimes we can use that energy to intercede, to get on our knees. And supplication means to actually earnestly plead with God. If there's something that is, I think that sometimes we sterilize prayer as is like, I'm trusting the Lord. I went to the Lord and I just said, Lord, you've got this in control. I know it looks like an emergency to everybody else, but you know, like Jesus that just said, peace be still. I'm just going to say that. And inside of us, we're screaming, I need the Lord to help. I need the Lord to help. I need him to come on the scene. I'm calling Jesus on the scene, but we think, okay, we're just supposed to be calm. It's all right. Okay, Lord, you got this. I know you do. I know you got it. It says with everything, with prayer and earnest pleading, make your requests known unto God. He wants to hear our whole heart. He wants an honest heart of saying, Lord, where are you? I need you on the scene. And it's not I'm not believing in you. I can't see you. I'm looking. Maybe if I yell louder, it's not that. It's instead of an anxiousness, it's an earnest pleading by faith. Just like Elisha says, smacking that river and saying, where is the God of Elijah? He could have just been like, well, I'm Elisha and I got the mantle, I got the double blessing. But he called out. He spoke something. And for us to not forget that we are showing our earnest expectation of good by crying out to God. That's not unbelief. That is our being on, out of an honest heart with everything that's in us, praying and with supplication to the Lord. I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from all of my fears. He identified there were his fears, all of them. And we know we have fears when we say, you know what, my fear is this, my fear is that. And people will say it that just got done saying, I believe in God for everything and I'm not afraid. And then they could say in the next sentence, but my fear is that this will happen. And we just took it. We didn't realize we did it. We turned the light switch off. It happened. My fear, I'm afraid that this is going to happen. It's okay to be afraid. Like David said, if I am afraid, nope, he said, when I am afraid, I will trust in you. And so that it's a winning that happens, it's a happening that sometimes we can be afraid. And then we say, Lord, I'm seeking you. I am earnestly looking to you because it feels like there's a 1,000-pound weight on that light switch of hope to earnestly expect evil to happen in my life. And I can't hold up that light switch. Lord, please help me. This is heavy every day. Every day it's heavy. And I need that strong assurance in these things. Deliver me from that weight that presses down on that light switch. I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from all of my fears. Praise the Lord. We know that this can actually go into the body. When we have a doubt, like David said, why art thou downcast, O my soul? That sometimes we can even be in a... Remember how Job, how he said, my horn is down in the dust. And like if you say, well, what is a horn? Oh my goodness. But in that time, they would wear something on their head. They would have a headdress of sorts. They would say, Mary would say, my horn shall be exalted. It was a type of the head. It's just this the pinnacle of the top of their head, of this, we're standing tall. And here now, and it was like the glory part of their head. And he's here, Job is saying, like, my horn is down in the dust of the earth. I'm just down. And it's in here, we know this from the five crowns in the New Testament and all these things. You know, like when Brother Bram would have someone come in the prayer line and there was a pillar of fire and he's, oh, I know you're a Christian. Oh, you just got healed. I saw the angel of the Lord above your head, the pillar of fire, get bright. It's this place of our spiritual significance of how we are doing. And so if all of a sudden now our head's down in the dust, it's this place of where we are just downcast. And we don't want to fake just being, oh, everything's okay. Here Job was being honest. You know, when his friends came, he didn't just be like, oh, honey, you better get dressed. There's some comforters coming over to see you. Oh, okay, look, find my best suit. I don't want to show them like I'm a mess right now. And he wasn't one of those Christians. He was just probably had dust all over him and he didn't care. And even in things, it's okay to do that. That wasn't in unbelief. You look at in mourning, when they would have a time of mourning, that they would, this was a time of mourning. They wouldn't just, if it was a Band-Aid that was 3 feet long, they didn't just go, well, I'm just going to be pulling this Band-Aid for the next 20 years. It's going to be painful and painful and painful. They said, I'm going to take 4 months. I'm going to put ashes on my head and dust on my head. I'm going to wear black clothing and I'm going to be letting my heart out in sadness because this just happened to me. I'm going to let out my heart in honesty. This is okay to do. And notice it's not an unbelief. It's just in allowing the heart with the Lord in it, even with him as the health of our countenance, to be sad. It's okay to be sad. Praise God for us criers. We can be sad. And it's a good thing to be sad. What does the scripture say? I'd rather come to the house of mirth, or not come to the house of mirth, but of mourning. Is that the anguish, what's the minister that went to the gangs of New York? David Wilkerson, how he talks about letting ourselves be in anguish. I don't know why I'm going this way, saints, but I just feel like this is just the Lord, that for us to open up our hearts and in this day and age, and to let ourselves be still and let ourselves have that sighing and crying. There's so many hideous and abominable things that are going on in the world today. And this, how can we, what a paradox. And I've thought of this, young people, is how can we be crying and sighing? And it says, rejoice in the Lord always. So we're supposed to expect good, but be crying and sighing because there's thousands of abortions every day. There's men becoming women and women becoming men, surgically removing stuff and all this stuff that's heinous and wicked and pedophilia and all these horrible things that according to Jesus, they should have a millstone tied around their neck and thrown in the midst of the sea, and they're just walking free. And our hearts are just weeping inside, Peter. We have this, and yet we have a hope, an expectation of goodness of God. That it's okay in that goodness of God to let out all of that. And it's not a spiraling down. It's an actual sharing his heart. It's actually coming up higher because he's weeping. Because he's making groanings and intercession for us that cannot even be uttered in hope and expectation and belief for each other. My. Rejoice in the Lord always. There's something when we physically do something. It's like when they rally the crowd, everybody's there. They've paid for the tickets. And you're just like, who's happy to be here tonight? Yeah. I said, who's happy to be here tonight? Ah, like, praise God, I'm here tonight. Oh, I feel better now just because I jumped. I felt a little better. And so I actually let out the posture of my heart a little bit. But it says, and again, I say rejoice. Praise God, I'm here tonight. I think we should probably jump once a year at least. We should probably rejoice in the Lord in the original meaning at least once a year. Does that sound fair? To let it out. They say there's something actually helpful to the limbic system, and Peter could tell you all about it, of how many health benefits to jumping. And so for us to be able to realize, this isn't about a fake Pentecostal empty wagon that's making a bunch of noise and saying, praise God, I'm here. No, it's to literally let out what's on the inside to rejoice evermore. We have to not only show ourselves when we look in the mirror, hey, that guy is actually happy to serve the Lord. But the kids are like, wow, Dad actually like has the joy of the Lord, I think. Wow. And it's for us to be able to remember to rejoice. Praise God. Psalms 27:13, I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I was weak. But then I remembered, I will see the goodness of the Lord in each one of you. In each one of these living people, I will see the goodness of God, and I do see the goodness of God working in each one of us. The goodness that God's good in action in Zoe, God's good in action in Christian, in each one of us. We have to let it out. We have to show people our hope, our expectation. We have such a, we're so good at adulting that sometimes we're not good at upping. And showing that earnest expectation. And even so, all the creation is groaning. Oh my goodness. Oh, I want it to happen. Please, someone manifest the word. Someone manifest the word. We're going to go back to Old Testament again to see the posture of the 10 spies of the 12 that went to the promised land. What was their posture like when they got back? Can you imagine, like, everybody's gathered around, like, just wait, just hold it together, man. Just hold it together. Like, in, okay, tell us, we're like grasshoppers. We're like those little bugs that can't fly, that, like, get eaten by other things. We're like the edible bugs in their eyes. We're like bugs. Like those things that, like, remember in Egypt when, like, all the, we're just like those bugs that just, but the ones that don't fly. And they're like this big, they're huge. Evil, 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 evil. And they'd forgotten, they forgot that God had already said, I will give you a good land. It's called the promised land. I believe us knowing the story and along with Joshua and Caleb, we were already making a sign and like putting it in the ground. It says promised land, right? While we're there, like handing out the like, hey, I survived the land of giants and I'm a grasshopper. That, and let's go back to Egypt, please. Let's get out of here. We're probably actually, they probably are on their way to kill us right now. So let's kill the ones that are giving us the good word. And let's get back to Egypt. And they forgot who they were. They forgot they were the promised people that had actually said it on their shirt. Land of people of the land of the promise is what they were supposed to be. They were God's people. They were God's chosen people. And yet they were not realizing that they actually became self-aware of what everybody thought of them. And so, I mean, can you just imagine of like, okay, we're going in the promise. This is good. Wow, this is beautiful. This is way better than the desert. And then all of a sudden, oh my goodness, what was that sound? Let's hide in the bushes. And they're like getting covered in grasshoppers that were in the bush too. And then all of a sudden they see a giant. They're like, and they see some of the grasshoppers as he's coming by, and all of a sudden, splash! They're like, ah! He almost squished me. And they look down on their foot and they laugh. And they go, we're like those grasshoppers. And they identified with what they saw with their eyes. We know all about that. And rather than saying, like Dave, like Caleb and Joshua, right? What did they say? We are more than able to take the land. It's too easy. Too easy. We're more than able. We've already seen God do how many things? Rewind. The Egyptians you see this day, you will see no more. Oh, that's pretty, that's some crazy words. Sure enough, gone. No more Egyptians. How many times? Over and over and over. The pattern was the same. We win, they lose. They forgot. They had the flip switched. Only evil is happening. Only evil is coming. For us to patiently trust, to be patient, to wait on the Lord, to be really good at waiting. To remember that we're in this flesh body, it's not in the driver's seat. For us to encourage ourselves in the Lord, to speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns Musicians, you can come. And spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. They said, there's a study I saw young people write the day after the youth group about getting in the Word and the effects of just reading your Bible. And it said, they said they did a study, just being on your phone, not even looking at the news, just being on your phone for 3.5 hours a day. Addictions went up, obesity went up, depression went up, anxiety went up, all these things went up because they were looking down. And we've already had the unveiled Word of God. The seals have been opened, the scrolls have been opened, and we're thirsting for life. This soul is always going to thirst for life. And we have to keep this soul, like that quote we read with the youth, is that we have to care for our soul enough to read our Bible and pray and to make sure that the Holy Ghost is there. And they that trust in the Lord shall be in Mount Zion. And for us to be able to not while we're waiting, we're all waiting for the rapture. We're all waiting to get out of here. I'm getting more sick of it than I was yesterday. Amen. And if we open up our phones, because we hear Brother Bam say, watch Israel. Israel is God's timepiece. Watch the king of the north, Russia. All these things. And then Satan come along and say, yeah, be on your news all day, every day. And then, well, Brother Bam said, I should be on Fox News and whatever all day, and did not know that Satan can be using those things in the wrong, taking the wrong way, and make us spiral down. For us to remember to look up, for our redemption draws nigh. Praise God. Amen. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem. So the Lord is round about his people, from henceforth and forever. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abide. We will be unshakable like that Mount Zion, as the mountains are about Jerusalem. So the Lord is round about his people, from henceforth forever. Amen. Nate, thank you so much for singing that song. And as the deer panteth for the water brooks, can we sing that? To think that Mount Zion will be as Mount Zion, because we are the city of God. We are the citizens of God. Just like that promised land, Brother Sam, right? Promised land. Mount Zion. If you look inside of us, it's written Mount Zion. Unmovable city of God. We are the citizens of Mount Zion. By the grace of God, not by anything we can do, with the mountains round about, we have a totally different reality. We have a totally different mindset. Where our strength comes from, for us to keep our hearts panting and thirsting and drinking. As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. Desire and I long to worship you, Lord, you alone. For you alone are my strength and my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship. I want you more than gold or silver. I want you more than gold or silver. Only you can satisfy. You alone are my real joy giver and the apple of my eye. Lord, we're crying out to you. Oh, for you alone are my strength, my shield. You alone may my spirit heal. You alone are my heart's desire. Just bow our heads this evening. Heavenly Father, Lord, we have an earnest expectation. Lord, and our hearts are wide open, Lord, for you, Lord, to quicken, to come in, Lord. Lord, to receive, we want to receive more of you tonight, Lord. Lord, quicken these things, Lord. Make them not theories or ideas or thoughts, Lord, only, Lord. But words and deeds alive, your word alive in our lives, Father, that people can look at us and say, they're not scared. Why aren't you worried? Why are they unperturbed, unshaken? Because our hope is in the Lord. Lord, please, Father, seal these things in our heart, Lord. Quicken them, Father. Give us opportunities, Father, to burst you forth as the rays of the sun, Lord, when we look in the mirror, Lord, and see you becoming alive in us, Lord, to look in the mirror and to be able to say, there's an earnest expectation of that life inside of us, the word inside of us being made bigger, more, growth every day. That eternal assurance, that helmet of salvation, it's a hope of salvation that we wear, Lord, to guard our thoughts, Father. Please help us, Lord. Make us aware when we're not guarding our thoughts, Father. Please, Father, may we realize, Lord, that we are in an age of not only spiritual warfare, Lord, just as overall theme, Lord, but Lord, of enticing spirits, Lord, and all these things, Lord, to pull our hope away from you, Lord, to pull our expectations away from you, Lord, to pull our thirst away from you, Lord, to get us to change our minds 1%. Please, Father, keep us, Lord, jubilant in you, Lord. Keep us rejoicing evermore on you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you are going to do it, Lord. We let you, we allow you, we surrender, Lord. I lift my hands, Lord, to you tonight, Lord. I surrender, Father. Do the work in me, Lord. Deliver me from all of my fears, Lord. Any fears that I have, Father, in my life. Lord, anyone here that has fear in their lives, please, Father, come on the scene, Lord, even now, oh God. We can't just fake it and say, I'm not afraid when we're afraid, Lord. But we do trust in you, Lord. And Lord, we ask, Father, that you would deliver us from every fear, Lord, and put in its place, Father, that unshakable faith and that hope and that joy, Father, that gave you strength to endure the cross, Father, to endure this age, Father, while we are yet here, Lord. We just commit everyone into your hands, Lord, tonight, Father, as they go, Lord. And just may your presence and your angels, Lord, be with each one. Lord, as they would go to their separate homes now, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You may be dismissed. Can we sing Some Trust in Chariots? We trust in the name of the Lord our God. I think it's in the B flat.
Oh, we trust in the name of the Lord our God. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. For His love never fades, His way will always prevail. We trust in the name of the Lord our God.
Some trust in chariots.
Oh, for some trust in chariots. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in the horses. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. Oh, we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Oh, His love never fails. His name will always prevail. We trust in the Lord.
Some trust in the work they do.
Oh, some trust in the work they do. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. By His grace all the work is through. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. We trust in the name of the Lord. We trust in the name. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. For His love never fails. His name will always prevail. We trust in the name of the Lord our God.
Oh, for my hope is in the Lord from this time on forevermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore.
Yes, praise the Lord. For my hope is in the Lord from this time on, right here and now, forevermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore,
for He has done great things.
Ooh, oh, for He has done great things.
Lord, You have done great things.
Oh, You have done great things,
and we're more than able.
You have done great things. Bless Your holy name.
If we rejoice and say, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name.
We bless the Lord again. Bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name.
We fall down,
we lay our crown at the feet. of Jesus, the greatness of His mercy and love, His mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. We cry holy, we cry holy, 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 and we cry holy, 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 and we cry holy, holy, holy is the Lamb that's on the throne this evening. Oh, for we fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet. For the greatness of His mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. For we cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry,
Father God, You're sitting on the throne, Lord. Lord, the intercessor Lamb of God, we cry holy, holy, holy unto You, O God. Lord, we will cast and lay our crowns at Your feet, Lord, crying, grace, 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 because of what You've done for us. It's Your amazing grace that's brought us this far, oh God, not to abuse, Lord, but to embrace, Lord. Lord, it is You working, Lord. It is You building us, Lord. It is You lifting us up, oh God, onto a higher plane, Lord, with Your thoughts, Lord. Lord, girding us up, oh God, so that we may run and not be weary, that we may walk in this life, oh God, and not faint, oh God. We are faint, Lord, in this world, Lord. Keep us, Father. We embrace, Father, Your keeping power, Lord. Your grace, Father, Your unmerited favor. We don't deserve it, Lord. We think of You, Lord. You, Lord, will crown us the victor, O God. Because You, through us, Lord, holding fast what we've been given, that no man take that crown, Lord, so we can lay it at Your feet, Lord. For we cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy. Is the Lamb, Jesus, Lamb of God. Oh, Jesus, Lamb of God, oh, worthy is Your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is Your name. You are our strength, and we are weak. For You are our strength when we are weak. You are the treasure that we seek. You are all as the deer thirst, Lord, for You. When You as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. For You are all. Worthy, worthy, worthy are You, Lord. Lord, you did it. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, you rising again, I bless your name. For you are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. For Jesus, Lamb.